Hey y'all, my name's Jen. I'm a health and life coach on a mission to empower women in this season I call the messy middle. We believe it's never too late to dream your wildest dreams and to build lives freed from the shoulds and have-tos. Here, we talk to ourselves like we do our girlfriends and our sisters and daughters. I will share stories and resources with lots of encouragement and a little bit of tough love to drive you toward action. In this podcast, we talk about everything: career, relationships, motherhood, and health. So grab your sneakers and let's go, because she's wild and freed.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of She's Wild and Freed. I'm your host, Jen, and I am excited to dive into today's episode with you. This is going to be a little different. I'm just trying different things as I'm learning about podcasting and finding my flow. And I decided today that I'm going to just freeform, just talk about what's on my mind, talk about what we're doing with the podcast, and anything else. So this is, again, a free form episode, and I would love to hear your feedback. So I'll probably ask for that a couple of times during this episode, but definitely want to hear from you, because really, this is why I do this. I want to get a message out that's meaningful to you, that makes an impact, that gives you a little nugget of something to think about when you are living your daily life, working, being a mom, a wife, a career person, all the things. To start, I thought I would just go back to the beginning. So we are now 11 episodes in with this episode, and man, it's been so much fun, like more fun than I thought it would be. I have been thinking about doing a podcast for a really long time. So I've gone back to my journals. I talk about journaling in the podcast some. And I talked about in my journals starting a podcast like 6 or 7 years ago. Had no idea what that entailed. Just thought it would be cool. It would be a neat way to talk to people, to get messages out, share my learnings throughout my journey, and now have just launched it in 2023. And I did that by taking a course. So I did decide I could try to do this thing on my own, but there's a lot of intricacies or just things that I don't know besides just talking into a microphone. So I did take a course. Was so helpful in just getting the nuts and bolts of everything, but also really talking or learning about how to use my voice. And that's the biggest thing that I've really learned through this process. And you may hear it in my voice as I started at the beginning of the podcast journey into now. I don't always sound like me, because that's a big block, a big challenge that I have in life. It's just using my voice. You can even hear it right now in my throat. I have this raspiness that hasn't always been there. So working through that with my therapist, so that is something else I wanted to share, just because I think a lot of people still have a stigma around therapy, going to someone, you know, no matter what the challenges are you're experiencing in life, or you maybe think you don't have any challenges. I don't think too many of us are there, but, you know, I've been talking with that thing where I'm afraid to use my voice. And it may sound funny because now I'm 11 episodes in, but I'm still working on sharing my story authentically, being real, showing up as my true self, which really is part of this journey for all of us, I hope, is how can we show up and be our true selves no matter what environment we're in, no matter if it's with friends, it's with family, if it's in the office or on a virtual call for work, just being me, being you. So working through that, I really enjoy therapy. That's something that I have pushed off for many, many, many years. And most of you may know me as an adult or an older adult, but when I'm in my younger days, my goal was to be a therapist. I was going to school for psychology and I was going to be a psychologist. But, you know, things change as we grow, and maybe I'll share that story at another time. But I've pushed off or not looked into therapy for a really long time, and I'm really happy I'm doing it now. So if it's something that you have had a thought or an interest in, you know, you maybe have something you're struggling with, or maybe you just want someone to talk to that's a third party who's impartial, I encourage you to check it out if you can afford it, you know, if it's part of your health plan or something that you can use FSA or HSA dollars for, I would definitely encourage to do it. You know, another thing that I have been kind of scared to do as an adult, and when I moved to this new area with my family, I really wanted to start connecting with people in the area. So I think I shared, I know on my Instagram and Facebook, that I attended a small business owners networking group, which was so much better than I thought it would be. I was nervous. I wasn't sure, you know, who would be there, how many people, what it would be like, but it was a great experience, really encouraging and supportive group of people who are just trying to do their thing out there, whether it be fencing, boat covers, a preschool, physical therapist, an artist, car detailing. It was a lot of different business owners there, and a really great experience. And I also connected with a woman there, and we're starting a friendship, which is so cool. I have been craving connection in my life, been craving just having a girlfriend or two or three. You know, I've had some in my life, and still friends with them today. They're super important to me. But I knew moving to a new place and not knowing anyone, that would be something that was really important to me. And I met someone. It sounds like I met, when I say it like that, it sounds like I've met a love interest, but that's not the case. Of course, because I'm married, but just meeting a new girlfriend, and we've gotten together already just for coffee. So sharing this too, because it's never too late. This podcast is focused on, you know, some of us who are in that messy middle, our 40s and 50s and beyond, where we may think it's hard to make friends, it's hard to start a new hobby, it's hard to shift our career or look at our relationships, our whatever it may be, but it's never too late. And you've got to walk through that fear of trying something new or putting yourself in that space. So I'm very grateful for that. She is a business owner and has given me some really great feedback. One being my previous podcast episodes sounded like I was reading a script, and I was. So that's a big reason for this episode of being freeform and just talking in the microphone, because I want to try something new, I want to branch out, and I want to sound authentic, sound like myself. And so it's a work in progress. I am certainly going to probably still sound a little different than my true voice. I have this thing I kind of jokingly call my presentation voice at work, and my kids told me I have a phone voice as well. So when I started working remotely as many of us did due to the pandemic, they would just hear me on calls and laugh because my voice changes. I don't know why. I don't know if you can resonate with that, but I'm working on it. And I encourage you, if there's something like that where you're like wanting to try something new, like I said, meet new people, you know, maybe you want to try a new craft or karaoke or sign up for a class, whatever it is, you got to just try it. It may be even better than you thought. So what's next for the podcast? I've got lots of ideas. I have really appreciated already getting a couple of 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. I also have a review on Spotify. I can't figure out how to read it, but thank you to everyone who has already done that. But, you know, we'll be talking about things that affect us in our daily lives, especially health and wellness. You know, I've mentioned a time or two that I am a health coach, and I offer a program called Total Transformation. It's a 12-week program or 90 days, but I offer this program one-on-one coaching. We can do it virtually on a Zoom call or Google Meet or in person if you're local. And it's weekly where we just progressively go through what health and wellness topic or goal that you have, along with just shifting our mindset from maybe being stuck. It could be you're stuck at a certain weight and you don't know how to get past that plateau. It could be being stuck in your career choices, whatever it is. We talk about it, we work through it, and I really empower you to make the change that makes the best sense for you. What's cool about a 12-week program is all these different programs you may see out there, kind of a get fit quick. This one really brings you into a space where you can make lasting change. And that's why I really, really like being a part of that process with my clients, because I get to see those aha moments and I get to experience them building up that muscle, maybe not even the physical one, but the mental or emotional one, to come into who they are and come into their true power. So I'll be talking about that. I'll certainly talk about other health topics that come up and even what could be offered in the future if you're interested in working with me. And finally, I've said it before. I know I said it at the beginning, but I'll say it again. You know, I would love to connect with you, whether it be via Instagram and Facebook or by email. I would love to hear from you. I want to know what kind of things you'd like to hear on the podcast. I've already heard from a couple of you, so I really appreciate that. I do plan to include those topics in December, and then we're off to 2024, y'all. It's crazy. It's always crazy when we get to the holiday time of year, and it's like, wait a minute, what happened to the first 3 quarters of the year? But I'm excited. I'm excited about the future of this podcast. I'm excited about reaching more people. So if you have liked any of the episodes or this one has spoken to you, I would love it if you share it with a friend, your girlfriend, sister, your mom, whomever may really enjoy this. And again, connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, or email me at freedcoachingco@gmail.com. That's F-R-E-E-D, coaching, C-O, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I would love to connect on the social platforms too. If you're not into commenting on one of my posts or stories or whatever, just DM me. I definitely check those, and I'm excited about this future us, future me, future you, and we're in this together. All right, talk to you next week.
Thank you so much for spending time with me. I hope you feel free to take action toward building the life of your dreams. If something in this episode resonated with you, I would so appreciate it if you would text it to a girlfriend so she can hear the message as well. Until next time, stay wild.